Today, the Small Business Administration resumes taking applications for a second round of emergency funding for small businesses impacted by this pandemic. And Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California wants transparency over how the administration distributes that money. A new investigation from Reveal, the Center for Investigative Reporting, shows that there could be some political favoritism at play. Businesses getting money from the Paycheck Protection Program based on if they are located in a red state or blue state. Joining us now is Aaron Glantz, a senior reporter at Reveal and author of the book Home Wreckers. Hey, Aaron, welcome back to Here and Now.
It's good to be with you.
Yes. Yeah, so your reporting found that small businesses in blue states like California and New York, these are places we know rolled out early stay-at-home orders, actually received less federal loan money than red states that do not have stay-at-home orders, like North Dakota and Nebraska. How did you guys reach that conclusion, and can you break down some of those numbers for us?
It's pretty simple arithmetic, and what you find is that in California, the state with the first most comprehensive lockdown, where more than 3 million people have filed for unemployment, only 15% of businesses got help. In New York and New Jersey, the epicenter of the pandemic, where more people have died than anywhere else, only 18% of businesses got help. And then you look at these red states that voted for Trump, where the governors have kept businesses open. North Dakota, Nebraska, South Dakota, in these states and in others across the Midwest, a majority of businesses got help from this Paycheck Protection Act.
Well, there is some pushback that perhaps businesses in red states had their loans approved sooner because they were able to do so because banks were able to get their paperwork processed to the government faster. What are you hearing about that process in the different states?
I talked to the head of the Small Business Administration in North Dakota. He seemed very well prepared. He was briefing businesses and banks in that state on March 25th, which was even before the CARES Act, which created this program, passed and was signed by President Trump. And so businesses there were able to get their paperwork in promptly. Also, businesses there, because the banks were open. I talked to a number of business owners that got help in North Dakota who are still talking to me from their office. Tanya, you and I are both in California. We've both been sheltering in place for over a month now. It's a lot harder to apply for relief when you can't leave your house. And so what we found is in these states where people are heavily restricted in their movements, where businesses are shut down, exactly the states that need the most help, that those are exactly the same states that are being left out of the small business relief.
I see. Yep. For full disclosure, your employer, Reveal, did get some of these PPP loans, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting actually got $75 million in relief to distribute to public radio and TV stations. But back to the point of your investigation, how is the Small Business Administration responding to these accusations that really these loans are going directly to businesses in states that voted for President Trump and have Republican governors as opposed to places that may be suffering a greater impact?
I mean, that was Jackie Speier, the congressman you mentioned in the intro, representing California. When I shared our findings with her, she went straight to concern about political favoritism and called for an investigation by the Government Accountability Office, which is the investigative arm of Congress. Now, what the Small Business Administration says is that they're just treating all of this on a first-come, first-serve basis, and that there's no favoritism at all. And another thing that they say, which is very important for all of your listeners to know, is that there is no queue. So if you tried to get, if you own a small business and you tried to get money and you didn't get it, you are not on a waiting list. You need to reapply. And you need, if you're a small business, you want to get access to this money to pay your employees, you need to get on it. You need to make sure that your bank submits the application, or else you could be left out again.
But, even before your analysis of how these funds are being distributed, I mean, there was already some outrage over what companies are getting money from the Small Business Administration Paycheck Protection Program, like the restaurant chain Shake Shack, which we know ended up giving back a $10 million loan after public outcry. Has there been any attempts to make this process more transparent I mean, it sounds like the queue is something that people just have to deal with and work around. But do we know if there are any improvements that are being made this second round?
No. In the main, it's the same program as before. You know, a lot of the Democrats are criticizing this program, and justifiably so. We just heard from Speaker Pelosi and Chuck Schumer that they want the Trump administration to change the way they're rolling this out. I mean, their Congress, they just voted to throw $300 billion more at this same system. And now members of Congress are hoping and praying that this next $300 billion that goes out the door today will be different. But, you know, as a journalist, I don't see much reason to believe that it will be.
That's Aaron Glantz. He's a senior reporter at Reveal and author of the book Homewreckers. Aaron, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Tanya.